Riders of all-terrain vehicles in Vermont are increasingly asking for access to town roads. The ATV clubs have found a warm welcome in a dozen or more towns as local officials look to boost businesses that may be hurting from a year of the COVID pandemic. But as VPR's John Dillon reports, there is local pushback as well. Morristown in Lamoille County is the latest to see conflict between ATV enthusiasts and those who don't want them on town roads.
Newport, Vermont is the poster child for ATV clubs that tout the economic advantages of ATVs on public roads. The city allowed them to use the roads in 2020, and the ordinance survived a repeal vote last year. Local leaders deemed the experiment a success, as WCAX Channel 3 News reported when the riding season closed last fall.
A successful first season of ATVs on city streets in Newport. It went so well, officials expect to allow the same thing next year, too.
The story went on to quote Newport business owners who cited increased sales from riders looking to fuel up themselves and their machines. Police said they had handed out only 2 traffic tickets to ATV riders during the season. In Morristown, which includes the village of Morrisville, Select Board Chairman Bob Beeman says the board 2 years ago gave a local club permission to use one town road that accesses trails in neighboring Hyde Park. He says there's been some discussion about opening other roads, but he says the board wants to hold a public meeting when pandemic restrictions are lifted to hear what residents think. Beeman, who owns an ATV, says he does see the economic potential if town roads are opened.
It is a benefit from our local businesses. I think that it can bring some economy to the businesses that have been hurting because of COVID, and I do think that's a real positive. However, I do understand where some people are feeling that they're losing peace and quiet.
If they were on this road, we wouldn't be able to farm like we do now.
Count dairy farmer Selena Rooney among those Morristown residents who are worried about ATVs. Rooney's farm is on Mud City Loop, a rural dirt road that's aptly named. I catch her in the sugar house where she's boiling down one of this year's last sap runs.
Hello.
I'm John.
I'm Selena.
Nice to meet you.
I have my mask.
Rooney says her cows use the road to reach various pastures. She says the machines and increased traffic will be too much for her animals.
The cows are terrified of loud noises. And we move the milkers out to pasture every day. Every morning we move them out. We bring them back right before milking. And if there were ATVs on the road, it would scare them too much. They would start running. And when one cow starts running, all 50 of them would be running.
Rooney and many of her Mud City neighbors began to organize earlier this year when the road was mentioned for ATV use at a select board meeting. The local club also emailed the head of the select board about the idea. There's no formal proposal to use the road yet, but Mud City resident Jim Rossiter says neighbors wanted to make their voices heard at the very early stages. He ticks off his own concerns.
Safety. Safety concern from people who don't follow the rules, which would be a very slow speed limit out here to begin with. The noise, especially the noise of ATVs in packs, which, as I understand, is how they often travel. And we all use this road. My kids are just finally old enough to ride their bikes out around the roads and ride over to their friends' houses.
As we sit at a safe distance apart on his deck, the main background sound is spring birdsong. Perhaps one car drives by. Rossiter says that's the beauty of this quiet place. ATVs could spoil that with noise, dust, and too much traffic, he says.
People actually come from other areas of town and park at the bottom of Coal Hill and use Mud City Loop as a loop. So it's a great 6-mile trail for people to come and run or walk as they see fit.
Shannon Friedrich is a member and former president of the local ATV club called Green Mountain ATV Riders. The Eden resident says he and other riders prefer to ride on trails and stay away from roads when possible. Friedrich says that's also the policy of the state's umbrella organization for riders, the Vermont ATV Sportsmen's Association, or VASA.
We'd like access to every private piece of land and off the road that we could get our hands on. I mean, the whole club and the entire organization of VASA is designed originally as a trail system.
Friedrich points out that other trail users in Vermont, including horseback riders and mountain bikers, use state property. But he says the state has strict limits on ATV use on public lands. He compares that to northern New Hampshire, where a combined state and private trail system has created a huge draw for ATV riders from all over the region.
They have some systems over there that are congested, but they're managed very well. And the economy that they draw over there is insane. This state doesn't see.
Even though the ATV club policy is to use trails when possible, Friedrich has talked to the Morristown Select Board about the idea of opening up town roads, including some in the village that do not link to trails. He says riders like the idea of being able to shop or go to a restaurant downtown.
People want to come to towns and do things like that because it's different. That would draw its own crowd of people into businesses in town.
Jim Rossiter in Mud City points to this disconnect in the ATV club's argument. Why, he asks, does the ATV club want access to downtown roads when there are no trails nearby for them to link to?
I think a more reasonable proposal that opens up roads to connect trails is understandable. I'm not against folks riding their ATVs.
Bob Beeman, the select board chairman, wants to put the issue to a public vote. He also wants the community as a whole to discuss it, and that won't happen until COVID restrictions are lifted. Meanwhile, other towns face the same debate. In March, voters in the Franklin County town of Montgomery rejected a proposal to allow ATVs on town roads, but proponents have petitioned for a revote. So the debate continues there and in other towns across the state. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon.